that you get back to the family for a minute, would you tell me when you had the baby, how would you ever take it to shopping, or would you take it to a neighbor? Would you describe how you do that?
Well, my mother lived right down the street with me, so everywhere I had to go, she was always at home. And she saw after the baby when it was right little. And then we had a bunch of Negros at the back of us, and they were all good friends. And they came and washed for me, and they cooked for me when I wanted to, and they saw after the children. And we had some, you know, we used to call our older Negros aunt and uncle. And I had a lady one time come down from Kansas City, and she would call them Mr. and Mrs. Well, we just didn't think about calling them Mr. and Mrs. If they were our age and younger, we would call them by the first name. And if they were older, we'd say uncle and aunt. She said, I'd much rather say Mr. and Mrs. and uncle. I thought of that then so much.
Well, you must have had a rather warm kind of intimate relationship. That was a healthy and happy kind of situation.
My son had, I had one, Emma, and by the way, one of our big opera stars was, her mother worked for me a long time, Ruby. I know you have heard of her, the Negro singer.
Yes.
And she cooked dinner for me when I had company, and sang all the time. She was just had a natural ability. Her singing was just all of her life. And so someone sent her to Rust College, and she went on to be a national star.
Yes.
Opera star.
Well known. Mm-hmm. And her mother cooked
and
for you?
Yeah, her mother helped me. I didn't have just a regular cook because I didn't need one. But she washed and she helped keep the children. And that is Emma, that's Ruby's mother. Her sister is the one that Bubba had rather go over there and stay all day and eat with them than to eat at home. They were clean, nice Negroes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that singer comes from Pontotoc.
Yes, Ruby did. Mm-hmm.
Did you have anything to put the baby in to
We had the baby buggies, you know. And then later on, when my husband had the store, and so he would milk the cow in the morning, and I would milk in the afternoon, and we had the open fireplace. So I got an old trunk and padded it, and would put my baby in that until I got. Till I'm there.
Did you ever take the baby buggy to the store?
Oh, yes.